It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Voters in Italy are deciding if they would rather be governed by the devil they know. Parliamentary elections come this weekend. The voting will determine the next prime minister. And the party with an edge is led by a former prime minister, Silvio Berlusconi. He's the eternally tan billionaire accused of corruption. Last time in office, he cut a dramatic figure on the world stage. The alternative for Italians is Walter Veltroni. Now, when the last government fell, some ministers popped champagne corks. But now that the choice is upon Italian voters, many remain disenchanted with their choices. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
Thousands of people from all over Italy have gathered in Rome's Piazza Navona to listen to their hero. He's Beppe Grillo, a comedian who has become the most powerful voice of protest in Italy. According to Technorati, his blog is ranked among the 10 most visited in the world.
Look at all those politicians on their talk shows, on their TV networks. Berlusconi, the psycho dwarf, and Veltroni, Mickey Mouse. They are corpses. They are dead. What should we vote for? This electoral law is unconstitutional because it forces me to vote for a party without being able to pick a favorite candidate. For the first time, I'm proud not to vote.
Italy has always had a high voter turnout, but this time many Italians are following Grillo's lead. The country is struggling under a mountain of debt and undergoing a serious economic crisis. Growth is close to zero, and one family in seven barely makes it to the end of the month. Yet, Italian politicians are the best paid in Europe, while workers have the continent's lowest salaries. Polls show that only a small percentage of Italians trust their politicians.
Talking about Italy, one has to be prepared to talk about anomalies, irregularities.
Franco Ferrarotti, one of Italy's best-known sociologists, says the biggest anomaly is that media tycoon Berlusconi is again a candidate.
This is the only developed, technically advanced country in the West in which the most wealthy man is also running for prime minister.
The pugnacious Berlusconi is 71 years old. He wears a pacemaker, has had hair transplants, and his permanently tanned face is pinched by facelifts. But Ferrarotti says the media tycoon is still capable of selling dreams.
We are mesmerized, hypnotized by the clout of big wealth. Big wealth.
The Berlusconi campaign song is Thank Goodness for Silvio. At rallies, he cracks jokes and leaps about the stage, wielding the microphone like the cruise ship crooner he used to be. He charms his middle-aged women's supporters, even when he calls them the menopause section. And he has no fear of being accused of sexism.
The women on the right are more beautiful. Look at our women in parliament. And there is no comparison. The left has no taste, not even when it comes to women.
The tycoon claims communist-leaning prosecutors cooked up a dozen or so corruption trials against him. Most charges were dropped, thanks either to the statute of limitations or to laws passed by his own government. Berlusconi is hoping for a comeback. He's making more big promises, lower taxes, more spending on infrastructure, and saving the terminally unprofitable flag carrier Alitalia from being sold to what he calls a colonizing foreign buyer. But voter Emma Loreto does not believe he'll deliver.
Berlusconi, in 5 years, did a lot of things for himself, not for us. So now we pay more tax than before because he spent a lot of money in his government.
Loreto is voting for the center-left candidate Walter Veltroni, whose campaign song is I Trust You. Veltroni, the popular former mayor of Rome, took the bold decision to break with bickering radical leftist parties, which paralyzed the previous government, and took the helm of the new Democratic Party. He campaigned tirelessly, crisscrossing the country by bus. In the south, he promised to crack down against the many mafias that hold the local economies in their grip. In the industrialized and productive north, he promised to abolish red tape and overregulation that stifles Italian businesses.
Italy is burdened with 21,000 laws. We need a slimmer, more efficient state. More incentives for venture capitalists. I want Italians to recover their desire to take chances.
With many voters deciding at the last moment, analysts predict a very tight race. And the vote could even end up in a tie, which might force the two rivals to join forces in a grand coalition to pass urgently needed political and economic reforms. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.